sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Thank you.
thy holy name, and we pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that
He is there that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stay together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near me. Come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth not the voice of his servant, and walketh in the darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, have compassed yourselves about this with sparks. Walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that you have kindled, this shall be half of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 John chapter 3. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, but shuts up his own bowels of compassion from him, on dwelleth the love of God in him. My little children, let's not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So far the epistle lesson.
The only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds,
on our Old Testament lesson, verse 4. I'd like to read it once again. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word to him that is weary. So far, BBCN. The doorbell rings. You go to the door, and you discover two well-dressed men who would like to speak to you about the Mormon faith. Or they may be of the group known as the Jehovah's Witness. In either case, you feel a bit uncomfortable. You have your faith, and you don't want to become involved in a discussion about religion. So you politely excuse yourself, close the door, and then you find yourself wishing that you would not feel so tongue-tied at a time like that. Or perhaps a friend confidently confides in you that her marriage is falling apart, and he or she doesn't really know what to do about it. Those are just two situations which you might encounter when God provided you to be his witness, but then you hesitate because you're unsure what to say. You feel tongue-tied. Well, through our Old Testament reading, God brings us a message that I believe can help us all so that we won't be tongue-tied when we are confronted with a situation. Through our text, God teaches that we should gladly and boldly share the gospel with others, trusting him for his help. Now, we may not know all the answers, obviously, or be in the position to solve all the problems. That's not the point. But when the door is open, God is saying to us, don't be tongue-tied. And you won't be tongue-tied if you believe, first of all, that Jesus Christ is your Savior, the Savior of all mankind. As Christians, we do believe that. Jesus Christ, he is the Christ, the one who has been anointed by the Holy Spirit, the one sent to be our suffering servant. Jesus Christ is the chosen one. He's been sent by God to open the eyes that are blind. Yes, Jesus Christ and no one else, I don't care who it is, has been born to carry our griefs, to carry our sorrows, who was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. He is the Savior, the one upon whom the Lord hath laid the iniquity of us all. Yes, Jesus Christ is that Christ that God promised to us in the Holy Scriptures. God's anointed, who came to be the Savior of the entire world. As the obedient Son of God, Jesus was made flesh. He was baptized and came to do the will of his Father in heaven. Jesus resisted the temptation of the devil. He spoke with authority to both friend and foe. In those final days and hours when he was forced, when all the forces of hell were against him, only Jesus Christ could say, I have set my eyes on Jerusalem to Calvary, and I will not be defeated. Who else could say, during all the shame and the mockery, I gave my back to the whip. I did not turn my face from the spit. Yes, even though men mocked him, spit on him, when his heart was torn with the terrible agony of suffering for the sins of the world, he did not turn his back, but he went on. He went on to his death to complete the work for which he had come. Should any of us ever be tongue-tied about that? Ought we not count it all a joy and a privilege not only to know and to believe, but confess with our lips that Jesus Christ is my Lord. He lived and died for me. Indeed, we should. For God has exalted this Jesus and gave him a name that is above all names, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But that's not how it is. You know as well as I do, for many people, the name Jesus Christ is nothing more than a curse word spoken in anger. We know as well as I do that today, too many people mock the Lord and all that he stands for. We know that the devil, the prince of this world, has greeted with great success in leading many people against Jesus Christ and his word. We see that on television more and more and more. In fact, in all honesty, we too must confess that we ourselves are not always the faithful followers of Jesus Christ that we should be. In one moment we will confess like Peter, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But the next moment, like Peter, deny Jesus Christ, either by being tongue-tied in silence or by words and actions that in effect reject him as the Lord of life. So for all of our failures to confess him openly, for all of our sins which caused him to suffer and die on that cross, let us repent and believe that he is our Savior, the crucified yet the risen Lord, in whom we have complete forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and the guarantee of heaven. That's how to start if we don't want to be tongue-tied. A second step suggested by our Lord in the New Testament, for those who do not want to be tongue-tied, we as Christians, is to be open to the Word of God and to the needs of other people. You see, faith in Christ provides the reason why we should not be tongue-tied. When Jesus Christ walked this earth, he knew very well his need to have time alone with his Heavenly Father in prayer. May we follow his example. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us in this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and to refresh them and give rest to their souls, we pray, let us experience your love of the heavenly peace which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to the damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with our communion hymn, 307, Draw Nigh and Take the Body of the Lord. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.
Take, drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sin.
This is the
body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
seated of mercy, that you strengthen us to the same faith toward thee and firm love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.